not yet taste freedom. But
Blog Talk Radio.
Back in Pharaoh's household.
Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome and good morning to the Apostle Speaks. My name is Evangelist Hilda, and I am the co-pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, and we are a church beyond walls. Today we have our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins. She is the elder of the House of Manessa Christian Ministries. She brings a word from God every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So first, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the Apostle Speaks. Unfortunately, Apostle Mother Wiggins will not be with us today. She is still recuperating from her illness, and I will be bringing the word this morning. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this sanctuary. To God be the glory. By Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere.
Amen. Now it is time for our devotional message, which is entitled Spiritual Sight. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Luke chapter 7, verse 21. And it says, He gave sight to many who were blind. Amen. Praise be to God. The writer says, When was the last time you learned something new about God that changed your life? Whether you realize it or not, until that point, you had a spiritual blind spot. It was not until the Lord gave you understanding that you received insight so that particular area of your life and could function differently. In a spiritual sense, it parallels what happened when Jesus healed the man born blind. This is the spiritual transformation scripture talks about, wherein the truth sets you free. You learn to see things as Christ does. Of course, you may feel some fear when this happened because you're unsure of how to proceed. You may even beat yourself up for not previously seeing what the Father showed you. But what's important to remember is that no matter how long it takes, it's taken for you to get your sight, you should rejoice that you finally have it. Second, the God who gave you the insight can teach you to walk in it. If the Father has revealed a spiritual blind spot to you, you have experienced a miracle. Do not be afraid or focus on yourself. Instead, continue to watch for what the Lord is doing, and he will continue to transform you. Amen. Praise be to God for the reading of the word. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for this new insight, and help me walk in it and keep my focus on you. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this morning. And now we're going to say good morning to Father God. Praise Jesus.
Away, I
Amen. The Bible says in Romans 10:14-15 in the New King James Version, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who brings glad tidings of good things. After this election, I will come back with a word. Amen. Praise be to God.
I want you to put your mind and your focus on the Spirit of God. Allow His Spirit to come into your heart. Thank you.
He's a sovereign God. holy mountain, for he's a jealous God. Bow down to the great I am, for he's a holy God. Wave your hands in the air, give us a praise. Let the anointing have its way. Call on Jesus' name. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. Wave your hands in the air, give us a praise. Let the anointing have its way. Call on Jesus' name. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. So
Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Acts. And when you get there, go to chapter 9. And we are going to read Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 9. And I am reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, this is called Saul's conversion. Meanwhile, Saul was uttering threats with every breath and was eager to kill the Lord's followers. So he went to the high priest. He requested letters addressed to the synagogue in Damascus, asking for their cooperation in the arrest of any followers of the way he found there. He wanted to bring them, both men and women, back to Jerusalem in chains. As he was approaching Damascus on this mission, a light from heaven suddenly shone down around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. And the voice replied, "I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men with Saul stood speechless, for they heard the sound of someone's voice, but saw no one. Saul picked himself up off the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he was blind. So his companions led him by the hand to Damascus. He remained there blind for 3 days, and did not eat or drink. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being such a generous giver to us. Thank you for giving us a true understanding of your nature and purpose and plan for our lives in the life of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit who dwells within us to lead us to maturity and to effectiveness in service. Thank you, Father, for granting us the privilege of cooperating with you in helping others to know about your love and your salvation. We bring our gifts tonight, today, that we might cooperate with you. Accept these gifts and bless them to your name's honor and glory. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord God, move self out of the way and allow the Holy Spirit to bring forth what thus says the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. The conversion of sinners is always a marvel. The person whose conversion experience is presented in this passage was one of the most unlikely prospects for Christianity ever known to humankind. He was not only an unlikely prospect, but he also had one of the most dynamic conversion experience in the annals of history. And it turned out to be one of the most far-reaching conversions in the history of Christendom. His name was Saul. This experience will be presented in three steps on the road to conversion. Amen. Praise be to God. And today my message is divided into three steps about Saul. The text for this message is coming from Acts chapter 9, verse 6, and it says, "What wilt thou have me to do?" Amen. And my title for this message is The Conversion of Saul of Tarsus. Praise be to God. In Acts 9, 1 through 2 and verse 5, a human soul pushing in its own wrong course. Now, this is a picture of sin in the life of any unbeliever. Examine the life of Saul for some lessons today. He doubted that Jesus was the Messiah, and his doubt drove him hard to stomp out the spread of the gospel. He was determined by persecuting Christians to drown all questions of the possibility of Jesus being the Messiah. Now, his determination to persecute the Christians made bad matters worse. Examine the present human race, and you will find a similar course of action. 21st century, people are guilty of pushing in the wrong directions, as can be seen in their self-indulgence. Now, this is especially manifested in the use of drugs and alcohol, in the practice of solicitous sex, and in the increasing emphasis on materialism. Human beings of this era are going in the wrong direction, as seen in confirmed unbelief in and rejection of Christ. Amen? Now, the state of indecision and procrastination, on the part of many are pulling them in the wrong direction. Amen? In verses 3 through 5, and we know that as Saul was traveling to Damascus pursuing Christians, he was confronted by the risen Christ and brought face to face with the truth of the good news. Sometimes God breaks into a life in a spectacular manner, and sometimes conversion is a quiet experience. Beware of people who insist that you must have a particular type of conversion experience. The right way to come to faith in Jesus is whatever way God brings you in. Amen? Praise be to God. So there are two ways to consider the confrontation of Saul's soul. One way is the influence of previous experience. Saul had seen Stephen stoned to death and had heard him praying for those who were casting the stones. Saul was unable to forget what he saw and heard. This inevitably made a profound impression on him. A man with Saul's religious training had to be haunted by his conscience as he walked 140 miles down the road toward Damascus. Another way is the somewhat suddenness of the arrest or confrontation. The hand of God struck powerfully on the human heart. The two ways that Saul's soul was arrested also work today. The Lord works at times suddenly, but more often gradually. He works slowly through the lives of Christian people, such as Sunday school teachers, ministers, neighbors, and friends. The Lord works at times in extraordinary ways, but usually in the ordinary. Occasionally someone will have a vision or some unusual or remarkable experience that will confront him or her. But more often, the words of a Christian witness given in either a personal way or in a public address are the means by which a person is saved. Amen. Praise be to God. In verse 6, the submission of the soul to the divine will. Here, a change is seen in Saul. Up until this submission, Saul had been doing what he liked, what he thought best, and what his will dictated after the submission. He was told what to do. Four lessons on conversion can be found in Saul's experience. One, he was baptized in Acts 9 and 18. Baptism is to follow conversion. Two, he entered into fellowship with God's people in Acts 9 and 19. All converted people ought to become identified with a local congregation of believers. And three, he began witnessing in Acts 9 and 20. A true mark of a conversion experience is to share the good news with others. It is the duty and privilege of all believers to tell others about the saving power of the Lord Jesus. And four, he prepared for a life of ministry, to be a servant of God. Saul had to change his lifestyle. Everything was new and strange to him. Therefore, he had to spend some time in preparation. So it is with each follower of Christ. The task is overwhelming, but the Lord enables each one. Believers must enroll in Bible study, participate in prayer meetings, and engage in worship in order to prepare for a life of ministry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so, informed was Saul that he thought he ought to do all he could against the name of Christ, and that he did God's service thereby. He seemed to breathe in this as an in his element. Let us not despair of renewing grace for the conversion of the greatest sinners, nor let such despair of the pardon mercy of God for the greatest sin. It is a signal token of divine favor, and if God, by the inward working of his grace or the outward events of his providence, stop us from persecuting or executing sinful purposes. Saul saw that just one in chapter 22:14, chapter 26:13, how near to us is the unseen world. It is but for God to draw aside the veil, an object are presented to the view, compared with which whatever is more admired on earth is mean and contemptible. Saul submitted without reserves, desirous to know what the Lord Jesus would have him to do. Christ's discoveries of himself to poor souls are humbling. Hallelujah, praise be to God. They laid them very low in mean thoughts of themselves. For three days Saul took no food, and it pleased God to leave him for that time without relief. His sins were now set in order before him. He was in the dark concerning his own spiritual state, and wounded in spirit for sin. When a sinner is brought to a prosperous sense of his own state and conduct, he will cast himself wholly on the mercy of the Savior, asking what he would have him to do. God will direct the humble sinner, and though he does not often bring transgressors to joy and peace in believing, without sorrows and distress of conscience, under which the soul is deeply engaged as to eternal things, yet happy are those who sow in tears, for they shall weep in joy. Hallelujah, Jesus. And now, as I bring this message to a close, we have taken a look at the conversion experience of one of the greatest Christians of all times. Any of us who becomes a Christian must have a similar experience. Do you know Christ as your Savior? I hope and pray that this message was a blessing unto you as it was unto me. To God be the glory. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Lord, please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you to the family of God. And all you have to do is to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen? To further your Christian walk. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25, and it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let us say amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play a selection, and I want to thank you all for being here this morning with me to hear the word of God, and you didn't find it robbery. Amen. So at this time, I will play a selection. Praise be to God. Amen. Praise be to God. And now at this time, our very own Barbara A. Amore is going to come with our poetry, and we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. Good morning, Barbara. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you?
Blessed, thank you. I woke up this morning to see another day. So I am blessed.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thank God.
I be coming from The Profundity of God, my book entitled of the same. It's a spiritual anthology and poetry. And this one is in honor of Veterans Day, although it says, remember not to forget, in honor of Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. So I think we can just, you know, consider the same thought.
Amen.
Different title, I'm sorry. So may we never forget how good God has been to us. In the good times, bad times, God is still good. He's good for so many reasons, too many to count, I'm sure. You count yours while I count mine. You see what I'm talking about. The things God does, he doesn't have to do. But you know that the love he shows, it's unconditional. Whether we deserve it or not, by his grace, we serve a good God. He does all that he does because he loves us. So if you're feeling happy or feeling sad right now, remember, we serve a mighty good God, and he delivers somehow. Keep on believing and love him unconditionally. Remember, he's awesome, faithful, good, kind, amazing, and highly esteemed. And yes, we're in his presence right here. In the Bible, the book of life, we win in the end. If you don't believe me, read the last page. We are overcomers. We get to see God's face. Be strong. Hold on and know that we serve a mighty, good God. Rejoice in that, child of God, and be glad and be grateful. Praise God. To God be all the glory.
Amen. That is beautiful.
Praise God.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell
Hallelujah.
You, up early this morning, I looked out the window, and I saw the moon in between the clouds.
Okay.
It was beautiful.
I bet.
Only God. That's
the creator. Mm-hmm.
He is
the creator of everything,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
And even us, we are nothing without him.
I know.
I am just so glad, so blessed, and so happy to be a child of God.
Praise him. Thank you, God.
Every day, you know, you look out at the world and the people. People today is just, they have so much hatred in their hearts, and you ask yourself, my Lord, why? Why do they hate so much?
Mm-hmm.
And they just walk up to people that they don't even know them, and they either shoot them or sucker punch them for no reason. Well, I guess in their mind they have a reason, but you know, now they just, this guy was standing in the on the corner. I was looking at the video last night, and he just, the cops came, he pulled out his gun and started shooting at them before they could even get out the car. And I'm saying, why? You know, we can ask the question, why? But only God knows the answer.
Yes.
Oh, what are we going to do? But just constantly stay in prayer. Pray for those people. Pray for ourselves. Pray for our family. Mm-hmm. We just got to stay praying for one another. That's
we got to pray without ceasing.
Exactly. And just wait on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Just wait on him.
And be encouraged because he's still good no matter what happens, no matter what all the situations and the circumstances and the killing and the slashing and the suicide, he's still good.
Yes, he is.
And all of that, God is still good. And he loves us.
Yes, he does.
He loves us. So,
he loved us so much that he gave his only son to die on the cross for our sins, even though we don't deserve it. But that's
right.
How much God loves us.
That's correct.
And why can't we love one another the same way? That is the big question. Why?
Flesh.
Can't we?
Flesh doesn't allow you to. In some people, you know, they can't get over themselves. They're so concerned about what they want.
Yes.
So they can't consider loving someone else outside of themselves. So
that is true. Absolutely.
You continue to pray for them and talk with them and let them know that God loves them. Even if they hate me, God loves them.
Yes. You know? Well, it doesn't look like Pastor Kathy is going to be with us today, so I will do what I normally do for this hour. I will play our inspirational music. I will read our devotional message, Walking in Grace, and throw some prayers in there, as always do. So that's what I will be doing. And at this time, I want to play a selection that our God is awesome in everything that he does.
Yes.
And Charles Jenkins says, my God is awesome. So listen to the words of the song. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. Great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide.
Come on, our God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
His strength where I've been weak.
Where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign.
Forever he will reign.
Come on, say my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and sing. If you know he's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and say it.
Awesome.
My God.
My God is awesome.
Think about it. Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice.
Jehovah Elohim, Lord God. In Genesis 2 and 4, this is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God, Jehovah Elohim, made earth and heaven. Jehovah Elohim, in the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created. You are featured prominently as the creator. From your creative mind came the concept. From your loving heart came the reality. From your mouth came the words that spoke the earth and the universe into existence. I stand on the ground that you have spoken into being. I breathe air that you determined would enter my lungs and give life to the cells in my body. I honor and adore you for your creative power and genius. Lord, you are worthy of all my praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. At this time, Fred Hammond said, call Jesus the bread of life. So let us now listen to the bread of life. Amen.
Bread of life, sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread, send down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth. A
whole
king, a
carpenter.
You are the
living
awesome ruler.
Gentile redeemer. This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man. The Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you.
Born, but on a tree, you died.
say, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus,
that's what we call you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise be to God. It is now time for our daily bread, which is entitled, Both Are True. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Genesis chapter 45, verses 3 through 11. Amen. And it says, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. It says, I am Joseph, he said to his brothers. Is my father still alive? But his brothers were speechless. They were stunned to realize that Joseph was standing there in front of them. Please come closer, he said to them. So they came closer. And he began, and he said again, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into slavery in Egypt. But don't be upset, and don't be angry with yourselves for selling me to this place. It was God who sent me here ahead of you to preserve your lives. This famine that has ravaged the land for 2 years will last 5 more years, and there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. God has sent me ahead of you to keep you and your families alive and to preserve many survivors. So it was God who sent me here, not you. And he is the one who made me an advisor to Pharaoh, the manager of his entire palace, the governor of all Egypt. Now hurry back to my father and tell him, this is what your son Joseph says. God has made me master over all the land of Egypt, so come down to me immediately. You can live in the region of Goshen, where you can be near me with all your children and grandchildren, your flocks and herds, and everything you own. I will take care of you there. For there are still 5 years of famine ahead of us. Otherwise, you, your household, and all your animals will starve. Mm. Praise be to God. Oh, I went to 12 instead of 11. Oh, no, it's 11. Amen. So may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. Praise God. Mm-hmm. So the text for this message is coming from Genesis 45 and 5. And it says, It was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. And the writer says, again, the title is Both Are True. And the writer says, after 3 decades, Fing Lulu, L-U-L-U, Lulu, was reunited with her birth family as a toddler. She was kidnapped while playing outside her house. But through the help of All China Women's Federation, she was finally located because she was so young when she was abducted. Thin Lulu doesn't remember it. She grew up believing she's been sold because her parents could not afford to keep her. So learning the truth surfaced many questions and emotions. When Joseph was reunited with his brothers, it's likely he experienced some complex emotions. He had been sold by his brothers into slavery in Egypt as a young man. Despite a series of painful twists and turns, God propelled Joseph to a position of authority when his brothers came to Egypt to buy food during a famine. They unwittingly sought it from him. Joseph acknowledged that God redeemed their wrongdoing, saying he used it to save their lives by a great deliverance in Genesis 45 and 7. Yet Joseph did not redefine their hurtful actions toward him. He described them adequately as selling him in verse 5. We sometimes try to put an overly positive spin on difficult situations, focusing on the good God brings from them without acknowledging the emotional struggle. Let's take care not to redefine a wrong as being good simply because God redeemed it. We can look for him to bring good from it while still recognizing the pain wrongdoing causes. Both are true. Question: when have you experienced hardship as a result of another's wrongdoing? And how have you seen God bring good from it? Think about those two questions. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for lovingly tending to my wounds. Amen. And that is our daily bread for this morning. So at this time, I will play another selection by Barbara Joyce, Call on Jesus. So this morning, let us all call on the name of Jesus. Amen.
Throughout my life, there have been many trials and tribulations. But there are one thing I come to know without a doubt, is that God can and God will. Therefore, I know I can always.
When you're feeling down, you need to know that there's a safe place you can go to share your despair. Fall down on your knees to help you save your feet. Cast your cares on him, he'll supply all your needs. Friends and family, they can walk away. But when you call on God, he'll come and save the day. He loves and cares for you, and he will see you through. You both can walk hand in hand through the storm, he will say. feeling lost and you can't find your way, just seek the face of God and he'll show the way. Through all of your trials, you must trust and believe. I'm a witness that through faith and prayer, you shall receive. Through your faith, your eyes will be open. Through the hope he is in the Father, he saved us for his own purpose.
And full of grace and grace. My role as a leader better recognize something like a preacher. I'm just a done fall down to my knees. I wipe my slate clean, put my mind at ease. He's the rock that I always can lean on at all times. A name I can call on. Jesus.
Elohim, I confess I don't fully understand or grasp the true magnitude of all you have made. Everything is perfectly created so that we all live in a natural circle that sustains itself and produces life. But you are also intimately involved in your creation. You are not only Elohim, but also Jehovah. Forgive me for failing to honor you at the highest level due you. Forgive me for neglecting to show you the respect you deserve. Pardon my heart when it selfishly seeks to take credit for something you have created and planted in my own life, such as my skills, gifts, and talents. Jehovah Elohim. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I will play another selection, Can't Turn Back Now, and this song is by Rob and Aura.
Yo, Rob, what's up, dog? Yo, man, I heard, man, they were telling me that you ain't rolling with us. What's up with that? Listen, man, I'm over here, man. I got a C, man. Let's do this. Let's do this, bro. What up? Rob? Rob, are you there?
Can't walk
Amen. Praise be to God. In Revelation 4:11 and the NIV says, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their beings." The writer says, "As an artist, I have always relished creating my kids' Halloween costumes. I would plan weeks ahead, designing and painting costumes they would wear. Eventually, though, they preferred costumes with cheaply constructed fabric and plastic masks. This year, however, they let me get creative again. Excitedly, I got out my glue, paints, brushes, fabrics, and old clothes. The day of Halloween, the boys put on my creations, and I went to work painting their faces and spraying color on their hair. They looked amazing. Off we went, trick or treating in the neighborhood, and I beamed with pride as people smiled and commented on their costumes. Later in the evening, we attended a party with a contest. The top five costumes would get a big bag of candy. I was confident they would place, and they did. "We won," they yelled, running toward me. We celebrated and hugged until I reached for one of the prize bags to satisfy a craving for chocolate. "Mom, Mommy," they protested, snatching back their treasure protectively. I was annoyed. It was my work and artistry that got them the prize in the first place, and now I had to beg for a milk dub. But as I thought about my kids taking ownership of my work and enjoying the sweets of that labor, I realized I do the same thing. God has given me my artistic gifts, and yet I'm the one who is praised for that talent. Not only do I take sole ownership of that talent, a gift from God, but I also want to claim its sweet rewards without giving glory and honor to Him. Amen. Lord, how often we take for granted all that you have created in our lives. Help us to be grateful and knowledgeable that you have given us all we have. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And at this time, Aletha says, "I can't love you enough." Praise be to God. Jehovah Elohim, thank you. Thank you for all you have created. Thank you for being mindful to put beauty in the midst of your creation. Thank you for being mindful to give me the ability to appreciate and enjoy what your hands have made. Every day is a gift from you. You send the rain to water the ground and restore life where it has become dry. You tell the stars where to hang in the sky and call the tide when it is time to rise. Thank you for the magnificence of who you are and for allowing me to glimpse even a fraction of that magnificence through your creation. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And Hezekiah says, let's give God every praise. Every praise belongs to him.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
God.
don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise for God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Amen. And Matthew 28:20 in the New King James Version says, "And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen. The writer says, "Days aren't long enough for everything I need to do. I complain to my brother. We are bound by time," Aaron said unexpectedly. "We are locked into now. We cannot step into the past. We cannot go into the future. But God is not constrained. What kind of God is a slave to time? My ramp evaporated as he continued. God can go back to 1921 or jump ahead to 2293. At the same time, he's master over time. That means he had time to come to earth as Jesus and still be God in heaven." Aaron chuckled. "Can you tell? I have been reading about this lately. I spent a sleepless night wrapping my head around it. God is right here beside me, right now. He is beside each one of us, every moment of our lives. He will judge us one day because he was right there when it happened. God makes this promise dozens of times in the Bible, and yet somehow it never sank in this way before. Emmanuel, God with us, became God beside me. My prayer life took on a new life as I understood this truth. He's right here. It's personal. It's tender. He's so close. He cares enough to spend every moment with us. Such immense love. Such immense protection. For me, it's one thing to pray to an all-powerful Father who art in heaven, knowing he can hear our prayers, but it's quite another to pray to the one right there, right here beside me. Let us pray. Lord, beside me, Emmanuel, every moment you are here, I am never, ever alone. You never abandon us. How can you love us so much? Your ways are beyond our ways. Your love overwhelms me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And now, Tasha Cobbs wants God to fill us up. Praise be to God.
You got to say, say you provide the Spirit.
You provide the Spirit.
The majesty you have displayed in your creation reminds me that you are all-powerful. The details you have given to each species on earth reminds me how much you intimately care. You have created me as a relational being, and I desire to connect with your other children. Jehovah Elohim, show me how to best glorify you as I love others because of my love for you, and open up my heart to receive love from others as a reflection of your love for me. I ask you to display your creative powers in me. Bring my bring my gifts and treasures to full fruition according to the purpose for which you have given them to me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our program for this afternoon. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of The Apostle Speaks. And to join us again on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m., and where I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. So God bless you. Have a wonderful afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and stay safe. Amen. We love you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Sister Barbara. I love you.
Love you too, Evangelist Hilda. Thank you. And you be blessed and the audience be blessed. And stay safe, all right? Shalom.
Amen. Shalom. And on that note, we are out.